mantras. Huh? I told Maharaj once, Maharaj, when I chant the Hare Krishna mantra, I am getting this Rudram coming in my ears. Huh? It's interfering with my Hare Krishna in between. So Maharaj was telling them that this Radheshyam problem is a very welcomeable problem, because when we chant, you know, people are saying they are hearing movie songs or duet songs. Huh? And Radheshyam is singing, he's hearing Vedic mantras. Huh? What a wonderful problem it is, he was telling. And all of them had a big laugh. But then, over the years, after some months had passed, one time when I met Maharaj in the room, then Maharaj was once speaking about the difference between the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. How Vaishnavas are far superior to Brahmanas, who may merely chant Vedic mantras, mana 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 mana, like that they mutter the mantras, you know. That kind of muttering mantras actually is of no use, because they have no realization of the soul and Krishna and the relationship with Krishna. Whereas Vaishnavas, we teach us it. And Maharaj was speaking on that, addressing that, you know, chanting Vedic mantras is no great at all. So at the appropriate time, Maharaj would also administer the medicine of teaching the right thing. One day, Maharaj gave a class on Bhagavatam class. Me, Gauranga Prabhu and Paramahams Prabhu, we were all from IIT in those days. We passed out and we joined full-time in Chopati. So we surrounded Maharaj and we were glorifying, Maharaj, your Bhagavatam class was so good. Maharaj said, oh, you always say that. He said, no, no, Maharaj, this class was very good. It was an outstanding class. What was good? Yeah,